Beloved of God, it's June 1st, the feast of St. Justin Martyr, also known as Justin the Philosopher. He was an early Christian apologist and philosopher, and there's only some of his writings that have survived, but one of the most important ones is called The First Apology, and it's his most well-known, and it was him defending passionately the morality of Christian life. So maybe something everybody can brush up on in our world today. This is Father Michael along with the rest of the team, and you're praying with the God Minute. Let's begin as we do all things in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 20, A Song of Trust. In your day of danger, may the Lord answer and deliver you. May the name of the God of grace set you safely on high. May he remember every gift you have given him and celebrate every sacrifice of love you have shown him.
May God give you every desire of your heart and carry out your every plan as you go forward. When you succeed, we will celebrate and shout for joy together. Yes, God will answer your prayers and we will praise him.
Our boast is in the Lord our God, who makes us strong and gives us victory. Our fear will not prevail. It will only collapse and perish in defeat while we rise up full of courage and strength. Give victory to us, O God. The day we call on you, give us your saving help.
Our fear will not prevail. It will only collapse and perish in defeat while we rise up, full of courage and strength. Give victory to us, O God. The day we call on you, give us your saving help.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Sirach, chapter 42, verses 15 and 16. At God's word were his works brought into being. They do his will as he has ordained for them. As the rising sun is clear to all, so the glory of the Lord fills all his works. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
If any of you have ever been to Holy Thursday Mass, you've probably noticed the oils that are presented at the beginning of the Mass. One of these such oils is the Holy Chrism. What's interesting about this oil from a distance is it looks no different than the olive oil you and I may cook with on a daily basis. And while the base of the Holy Chrism is actually olive oil, it is used for far greater things than just making a salad dressing, roasting some vegetables, or cooking a nice piece of fish or meat. The Holy Chrism is used in the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and holy orders to anoint those individuals receiving the sacraments. All those baptized during the rite of baptism are anointed priest, prophet, and king, in communion with Christ. So as you can see, it is very, very clear through the church and our reading today that we have been anointed as children of Christ. What's interesting to me is the implications that this anointing at our baptism has at the rest of our lives. It's easy, especially for the laity of the church, to sometimes think that the only people in the church who are anointed are the priests, or those who are the only ones called to a quote-unquote highest level of holiness. This, of course, could not be further than the truth. And it begs the question of how are my works as an anointed child of God bringing Christ into the world? This is a question that I personally struggle with a lot, and I'm sure some of you do as well. Because for my day job, I'm not exactly bringing about the kingdom of God in a very literal sense. While some people are lucky enough to work in more humanitarian areas, my job of preparing financial statements and looking at numbers doesn't seem to fit the bill of my anointing from Christ. Still yet, I need to remind myself, and maybe some of you as well, that our vocation and our worth on this earth may not necessarily come from our job. Because at the end of the day, we are still part of God's plan, and just maybe our day job is a part of that plan as well. So even in those places where it may not seem like you can bring about the kingdom of God, how are we called to better do that in our jobs and in our workplaces? How are we called to do that as the anointed children of God, being his hands and his feet and spreading his love in every way we can? May we all today continue to be Christ in the world as those anointed children of God.
As the beloved anointed of the Father, we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we, your anointed, may be directed by your peaceful rule, and that your church may be a force to change the world for the better. This we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, before we conclude today, I just want to wish Justin a happy feast day. Thank you, Justin, for sharing the reflection for us today. You know, Justin's going to be getting married later this month, and so we just want to send out a special prayer that the Lord continue to protect he and his fiancée as they approach the altar to become one in Christ. Brothers and sisters, thanks for praying with us today. Do take good care of yourself and one another, and we'll see you tomorrow.